Well, I always tell a boy go bust some kindling. That's old fashioned.
What do you call the rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started, if you don't call it kindling?
Fat. Called it fat. Okay. Fat lard or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard it called. Yeah. Okay, what do you call a place with a rod and hangers where you hang up clothes?
What you mean, I do?
If somebody comes in winter and has a coat on, you might say, let me take your coat and I'll go hang it up in the...
Oh, hanger.
Okay, would you ever call it clothes closet or clothes press or wardrobe?
Sometimes I said coated racks. Uh-huh. Racks.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the side of a house, if a house is finished with boards one on top of another overlapping? What would you call that?
Weather board.
Okay. And what do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where, you know, you sit out in the evenings maybe, put some chairs out there and sit out? What would you call that?
Well, I mean no top on it. I mean a top on it?
Has top on it, but it's just open.
We call it porch.
Okay.
That's what I would call it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a small porch that often doesn't have a roof on it?
Well, I don't know.
Would you ever call it a stoop? Or have you ever heard it called that?
Yeah.
Okay. Or, let's see, a veranda? Would you call that, maybe?
Only thing I would say to myself would be a porch with no top on it.
Excuse me.
I would, too.
The lady I was going to interview with.
Okay. Let's see. We were on the porch with no roof.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a small fenced area right next to the barn where you put the cows right before you milk them? Do you have any special name for that?
No, it's a barn. I call it a cow pen.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what do you call a wall or a fence that's made of just rocks or stones put together?
Well, I call it a rock wall.
Okay. And would a rock wall just be stones placed on top of each other, or would it have mortar to hold it together? Most of them in this area.
Well, I just said you got a wall, where they put the cement, between there. I'd call that a wall, but it couldn't be a fence, because fence is wide. I said a wall.
They do put cement in between, though, to keep the rocks together.
Yes, sure do.
What do you call a large wooden container that's open at the top and that usually has a handle on it that you use to carry water or milk?
Oh. Well, I have to say a bucket.
Mm-hmm. And would you still call it a bucket if it were made out of metal? Tin, for example?
Yeah, it'd still be a bucket, but, you know, it may have another name, but anything ain't got no top on with a handle, which you use as a bucket.
Okay. Good. What's the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove? What do you call that?
We call that a frying pan.
Okay. And what do you call the thing at the sink?